我们一同打开圣经创世纪
Genesis，
我们打开圣经创世纪第二十八章。以撒叫雅各来给他祝福，并祝福他说，你不要娶迦南的妻子，你起身往巴兰到你外族逼土利的家里，在你母舅拉班的牛中间娶一个妻为妻，愿全能的上帝赐福给你，使你生养众多，成为多族，将应许亚伯拉罕的福赐给你和你的后裔，使你承受你所寄居的地为业，就是上帝赐给亚伯拉罕的地。以撒打发雅各走了，他就往巴旦亚兰去，在亚兰人逼土利的儿子拉班那里。拉班是雅各以扫的母亲母舅。我们大家一同来读第六节一直到第九节。
Chapter 28 verse 6 to verse 9。
以扫见以撒已经给雅各祝福，而且打发他往巴旦亚兰去，在那里娶妻，并祝福的时候祝福他说，不要娶迦南女子为妻。又见雅各听从父母的话往巴旦亚兰去了，以扫就晓得他父亲以撒看不中迦南的女子，便往以色玛利那里去，在他二妻之外又娶了马哈拉为妻，他是亚伯拉罕儿子以色玛利的女儿尼拜约的妹子。雅各出了别示巴，向哈兰走去，到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地的一块石头正在头下，在那里躺卧睡了，梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有上帝的使者在梯子上上气下来。耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的上帝，也是以撒的上帝，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那么多，必像东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往那里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。大家一同念。雅各睡醒了，说，耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。他惧怕，说，这地方何等可畏，这不是别的，乃是上帝的殿，也是天的门。雅各清早起来，把所挣的石头立为柱子，浇油在上面，他就给那地方起名叫伯特利。但那地方起先名叫路斯。雅各誓言说，上帝若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的上帝，我所立的柱子的石头也必作为上帝的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。我们读经就到这个地方，我们再一次低头祷告。主啊，求你把隐藏在这段经文中间的丰盛奥秘教训光照我们，求你用你至圣的圣灵，就是启示使徒先知写下圣经的上帝，今天进入我们心中，在我们里面向我们讲解，对我们诉说，光照我们的内心，使我们揪到你奥秘中间的真理。你听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美你，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你，阿们。今天我们说的这一段圣经里面，里面又隐藏着很多很宝贵的属灵的教训。
And today in this passage, implicitly there are many spiritual lessons to be learned.
上个礼拜我们看见属灵家庭中间有一些不对的事情发生。
Last week we see how even in a spiritual family there may be mistakes made.
一个做父亲的人为了贪吃 所以他有一些灵性的漏洞。
Because the father was a glutton, so he had spiritual weaknesses.
一个做母亲的为教导孩子说谎，所以把孩子陷在以后很多的困难的中间。
A mother taught a child how to lie, and in the end, he had a lot of difficulties.
神赐福雅各。
The Lord blessed Jacob.
在没有生出来就说我喜爱雅各。我恨恶以扫。
Before he was even born, the Lord declared he loves Jacob and hated Esau.
这里面隐藏着神的主权是超过人蒙恩的可能。
Implicitly, the sovereign will of God is greater than our grace.
但在归正神学里面告诉我们，我们是无条件蒙拣选。
In Reformed theology, we were selected unconditionally.
我们今天蒙恩完全不是因为我们有什么足够的资格蒙上帝所爱。
We are not worthy to receive anything from God.
我们不是因为我们有什么条件可以换取上帝对我们的应许。
Or that we have anything to in exchange for God's promises.
恩典之所以是恩典，
for grace to be grace.
就不是根据我们有怎样的条件。
It is cannot be because we have some conditions.
恩典之所以是恩典，是照着神所愿意的主权的行动。
For grace to be grace, it must be because of God's sovereign will.
所以恩典跟神的主权是发生正面的关系。
There is a direct relationship between grace and the sovereign will of God.
恩典跟上帝的公义是不应当有任何关系。
But grace is not related to the justice of God.
所以上帝施恩给这个人，而不施恩给那个人，不等于他不公义。
When God refuses to give grace to one person over another person, it doesn't mean that he is not just.
因为按照公义的原则来说，
based on the principle of justice,
神审判这个人也要审判另外一个人。
God will judge this person and another person.
定罪是跟神的公义发生关系的。
And judgment is related to God's justice.
施恩跟神的恩主权才是发生关系的。
But grace is related to the sovereign will of God.
堕落以后的理性。
Our reason after we have fallen.
要求上帝给什么人什么好处，他就应当同样给我同样好处，因为神是公平的。
We demand that God give me the same thing that He has given another person because He's just.
所以我们常常用上帝公平的认识来追讨上帝，来逼上帝照我们的意思行事。
Based on our own understanding of God's justice, we would demand that God do what we want.
这是我们灵性堕落以后产生的错误的现象。
And this is the wrong thing that will happen after we have fallen.
灵恩派的人知道上帝是全能的，他就用对上帝全能的知识逼上帝要医治他们所有的病。
The charismatic believe that God is almighty, and based on their understanding, they demand that all illnesses be healed.
很多的基督徒知道上帝是公义的，就对上帝公义的知识逼上帝一定要施恩给他，正如上帝施恩给别人一样的。
Many Christians know that God is just because of their knowledge. They demand that God give them everything that He has given to another person.
这两件事都不是圣经的教训。
Both these matters are not biblical.
所以在施恩的事情上，上帝说：“我凭我要做的事所给人的，与你何干呢？”
On the matter of grace, God said that He will do whatever He wants. What is that to you?
有人做工一整天得到的是一块钱。
Some people work the whole day and be paid a dollar.
有人只有最后的两个钟头做工也得到一块钱。
And some other person work for the last 2 hours also paid a dollar.
耶稣说：“这是我的钱。”为什么你眼红呢？
Jesus Christ said, I am the employer, this is my money, why are you envious?
在恩典的事情上，圣经告诉我们，上帝要恩待谁就恩待谁，他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
On the matter of grace, the Bible says God will be gracious to whom He be gracious, merciful to whom He be merciful.
神不会因为你对他有一些的知识，你就可以把他逼到他顺服你。
Just because you know a little bit about God, it doesn't mean that God will allow you to force Him into a corner.
施恩的主是有绝对主权的主。
The God of grace is also the God of sovereign will.
公义的主是有绝对审判的权柄。
The just God also has the power to give judgment.
在审判定罪的事情上，上帝是公义的。
In the matter of judgment of sin, God is certainly just.
施恩怜悯的事情上，上帝是绝对有主权的。
In the matter of grace and mercy, God has His own will.
那么今天我们看的圣经给我隐藏两个好像没有特别关联的事情。
In the Bible, we see two matters that doesn't seem to be related.
上帝施恩的恩佑是他一定要行的，这件事情无论你发生怎么样的事情都不会妨碍他。
The first one is that the covenant of grace from God will come true no matter what the obstacles are.
上帝对雅各说,
and so God said to Jacob,
无论你到哪里去, 我一定与你同在。
No matter where you will go, I will be with you.
我要把对你主亚伯兰所应许的福赐下给你。
The blessings I give to your ancestor Abraham will be yours.
我要保护你, 赐你平安。
I will protect you and give you peace.
我应许给亚伯兰的地必归于你。
The land I promised to Abraham will be yours.
所以这个地我已经应许了，我一定要照样给你。
I have promised this, I will do it for you.
神的恩佑是没有改变的。
The covenant of His grace will not change.
但相反的，上帝所应许、上帝所特别爱的人犯的罪，上帝也一定不会放过的。
But at the same time, God will not let go the sin that the promised person has recommitted.
以雅各的身份来说。
For a person like Jacob,
他蒙上帝所爱，但是他有许多属灵的毛病。
He was loved by God, but he made many spiritual errors.
他欺骗他的父亲。
He lied to his father.
他抢夺他哥哥的福气。
He took the blessings from his elder brother.
他有许多的诡计达到他自己的盼望。
And he was deceitful and he received what he wanted.
不会因为上帝爱他，就把这些把他放过。
But just because God loves him doesn't mean that God will let him go.
上帝不会因为他有特别猛怜悯领受恩佑，他就可以不必受应当受的审判。
Just because he receives special grace and mercy from God, he cannot escape from his punishment.
我们基督徒要对这些的神的作为有平衡的了解。
The Christians need to have a balanced view on all these works of God.
否则的话，我们常常玩弄自己，我们也误会我们的上帝。
But or else we very often will fool ourselves and misunderstand our God.
那今天我们读的几段的圣经里面，
in the few passages that we have read,
提到了以撒把雅各叫来，
we see how Isaac summoned Jacob.
以撒虽然爱以扫，
although Isaac loved Esau,
这个偏爱不是神所喜欢的事情，
and the Lord is not pleased with this bias.
以撒至少还有神的原则是在他心里面，他没有放过的。
But he still have the principles of God in his heart.
所以当以扫娶了迦南的女子为妻的时候，
and so when Esau married a Canaanite woman,
以撒是很不满意的。
Isaac was displeased.
但是因为他爱这个孩子，所以他没有太多的批评，把这件事压在他的心里面。
But because he loved his son, he did not comment on it too much.
所特别爱的孩子有犯过的时候，我们应当怎么样去处理他呢？
How then should we treat a child that we love so much when he makes a mistake?
因为疼爱，因为偏爱，因为太过钟爱，他们就在许多的原则上他们让步。
Many people will compromise when it comes to a child that they really love.
所以呢，我们所爱的人常常没有办法得到我们全辈的教训。
And therefore those who we love often will not be taught comprehensively by us.
因为我们放过他，
Because we just let them go.
因为我们妥协了，
we have compromised.
因为我们不认真地计较他们的错误，
we are not so strict about their mistakes.
但是当另外一个人有可能犯同样错误的时候，
but when another child makes the same mistake,
我们就紧张起来了，
we become very anxious.
我们警戒下去了，
we will warn him.
所以以撒竟然对雅各说，你不要娶迦南的女子为妻。
In this case, Isaac warned Jacob against a Canaanite woman as a wife. 你一定要到
本族那里去娶一个妻子。
He said, go back to your own land to get your wife.
这句话给以扫听见了。
And Esau heard that.
以扫才知道，原来他的父亲不喜欢他自己的妻子。
Then he realized how displeasing his Canaanite wife was to the father.
这表示什么呢？
What does this mean?
在爱的宠爱的这个忽略的中间，
it means that when you neglect,
他漏掉了一些很重要的原则。
Some very important principle will be lost.
听见父亲教导另外一个孩子的时候，
When he heard the father teaching his brother,
他才发现原来有一些父亲的盼望在他的身上从来没有看到满足。
And he will discover that he did not fulfill some of his father's hopes.
那怎么办呢？
What will we do then?
表示他就悔改吗？
Does that mean he will repent?
表示他就向父亲认错吗？
Does that mean that he will repent before the father?
表示他就离弃他已经娶了的妻子吗？
Will he then leave the wife he has taken?
没有。
No.
所以圣经接下去讲了一句很奇怪的话。
And then the Bible gave a curious verse.
以扫就在已经娶的两个妻子外面，另外再娶一个女人。
Other than the two wives he had, Esau married yet another woman.
这个办法来讨他父亲的喜欢。
So that the father will be pleased.
这里给我们看见以扫是一个呢，到底是一个孝顺的孩子。
It shows us that Esau was after all filial.
他做很多的事情 都不是故意要使父亲难过的。
He did many things and didn't realize that the father will be displeased.
但是他常常觉悟的太迟。
But he often realized this way too late.
常常失去了最好的时机。
And missed the best opportunity.
等到觉悟的时候，他不是悔改前面的错误。
By the time he realized this, he did not make amends of the past.
另外再加上一些东西来将功补过。
What he tried to do was to do other things to mend the problem.
像以扫的个性是今天很多人处世为人的一种代表。
I think that Esau represents many of us today.
既然你喜欢这样，我再改一次。
Since you like it this way, let me do it for you.
但是前面的就已经过了，我就不管了。
But the past, I will just leave it alone.
我再做一次给你喜欢的事情。
I just do something just to please you.
但是婚姻不是这样的吧？
But marriage shouldn't be like this.
你娶错了，你再娶一个，表示用娶对了来抵消娶错的。
When you marry the wrong person, you marry another one, meaning that you try to make a man.
困难中间加上困难。
You are adding difficulties upon difficulties.
每次结婚，你是娶了一个女子，那你就要她呢跟你终身作为夫妻。
Every time you marry a woman, you want her to follow you for the rest of your life.
根本没有办法享受与你永远在一起的单独的这种妻子跟丈夫的生活。
But she will never enjoy this life where you are the only spouse.
因为你已经有了另外两个妻子。
Because you already have another two wives.
在属灵的事情上，常常有这样的事情会发生。
In spiritual matters, such similar things always happen.
我亲自就经历过很多这样同工的事情。
I have experienced many of such incidents.
我说你这件事做得不好。
I would tell a coworker, this you did not do too well in this matter.
我的意思是你做的时候没有跟大家讨论，你这样自己决定是不对的。
What I meant was that you did not discuss it with other people. It's wrong to make decision on
your own. 那么他没有抓到我们批评他的原理。
But this coworker did not get the point.
因为他意思是你既然不喜欢这样，我就另外再做一件给你看。
He would think that since you don't like this, let me do something else to please you.
大概你就会喜欢了。
Then after that, you'll be happy.
再做的时候又是没有跟大家讨论，是他自己决定。
But again, this person would decide on his own.
所以他以为这样就可以讨我的喜欢了。
And he thought that I would be pleased with that word.
又重复了一次，不与大家讨论，自己随便决定的错误。
And again, he repeated this mistake where he made every decision by himself.
我几次发生这样事情以后。
After I discovered this a few times,
我就知道这个同工是很难很难改正的。
I will know that this coworker is very difficult to correct.
因为他领受的不是教训的原则。
He did not receive the principle of the teachings.
他领受的是感受上的痛苦。
But he only feel the pain in his feelings.
所以你批评他的时候，他感到痛苦，他不感到错误在哪里。
When you critique him, he feel hurt but doesn't realize the problem.
这样的人很难进步。
Very difficult for him to improve.
转来转去都在解决感受的问题，免得你不喜欢他。
All he tries to do is to feel good so that you will be pleased.
我们根本没有意思不喜欢任何一个人。
We are not interested in not liking people.
我们真正的目的是要他真正明白原则应当是怎么样的。
What we wanted to do is for him to understand the right principle of work.
盼望你今天可以抓到这个很重要的总原则。
So this evening you need to grab hold of this general principle.
所以当亚伦的两个儿子被按立做祭司的时候
，When the two sons of Aaron was ordained as a priest，
那一天他们已经得到了新的职分。
On that day they have received new offices，
比百姓更高一级。
To be high in status than the people，
正式被按立成了祭司。
They were ordained as priests，
就是旧约里的那一天。
On the very ceremony of ordination，
冒犯一件事情。
They did something very wrong。
他们用反火放在祭坛上献祭给上帝。
They used unholy water on the altar of God。
上帝怎么处理这事情呢
？Unholy fire， what did God do？
降下圣火，把这两个人把他烧死。
And the Lord immediately punished them by giving, by sending fire to burn them up.
这是何等可怕的一个刑罚！
This was a horrifying punishment.
这是何等羞耻一个家庭受罚的一个样子！
A shameful act of punishment for that family.
所以呢，亚伦是做大祭司。
Aaron was the high priest.
两个孩子被安立做祭司的当天，两个都被烧死。
And the very day the two sons were ordained, both were burned
to death. 亚伦怎么样见人呢？
How would Aaron face the public?
亚伦整个家的名义完全破产。
The reputation of the family was gone.
因为审判的神是不看情面的。
The God of punishment would not look at our face.
他也不管你的感受如何。
He doesn't quite care how we feel.
神就这样处理了那些犯法的人。
And that was the way God treated the sinners.
在圣经里面有一个很重要的原则。
There is an important principle in the Bible.
每个新时代的开始。
At the beginning of all new era,
神的公义就彰显得非常清楚。
The justice of God is greatly manifested.
绝对没有妥协。
There will be no compromise.
这样可以变成警戒后世的一个原则。
To become a principle of warning for the next generation.
当律法赐下的那一天。
The day the laws came.
上帝吩咐以色列人要杀死，结果3000个人死了。
And God commanded the Israelites to kill the rebels and 3,000 died. 除了
亚伦以外，第一次按例祭司的事情。
Other than this matter of ordination,
两个祭司就被火把他烧死。
Two of the priests were burned to death.
当摩西击打第二次磐石的时候，
When Moses hit on the rock twice,
神就刑罚他永远不能进迦南地。
The punishment for Moses was that he would never enter Canaan.
当教会建立起来，比一对夫妇在金钱上有毛病的时候，上帝就给他们两个都死了。
On the very day the church was built, a couple was not clean in finances, and God killed both of them.
在旧约是如此，在新约也是如此。
So we see this in the Old and the New Testament.
为什么上帝这样严格呢？
Why would God be so stern?
因为上帝不可这些的恶例可以传下去。
God does not want these bad examples to go on.
所以敬戒历世历代的人，圣徒要遵行神的道，要敬畏神的公义。
That the saints of all generation will be warned to be obedient to His word and His justice.
你想想看
，Think about this.
我是一个牧师
，I am a pastor.
如果我今天安利我的两个孩子做圣工的话
，If today I were to ordain two of my sons as ministers,
刚刚按好。牧师跑挂上去，马上上帝把他打死，我怎么见人呢
？How would I feel if on the completion of ordination, God would strike them?
亚伦难过得不得了。
So Aaron was very sad.
亚伦的妻子也难过得不得了。
So was his wife.
他们整家人在丧事之中，真是非常凄凉，非常痛苦。
The whole family was mourning.
那就在这个时刻，神对亚伦讲什么话呢
？At this point of time, God said to Aaron,
你不要。因为你受的苦来哭
Do not wail because of your difficulties.
你要因为你所犯的错来哭
You need to wail because of the mistakes you made.
这个很重要很重要的原则
This is a very important principle.
当我们知道我们错事的时候
When we realize we made a mistake,
我们因被责备而难过，这个是没有价值的
There is no value if we are sad because of the punishment.
那个时候你的眼泪不过是为了你的感情受伤
Your tears were shed for your own hurt.
如果因为你的感情受伤你哭那就证明你的上帝不是上帝，你的上帝是你的感情。
It means that your feelings have become your God.
这是很多圣工做不好的原因。
This is one of the reasons why many ministry fail.
我们没有为错误痛苦，我们为人对我们不好而痛苦。
We do not cry over our mistakes. We cry over how people treat us.
我们没有发现我们怎样得罪上帝，我们只有发现人怎样伤我们。
We do not discover how we have hurt God, but we only discover how others hurt us.
我们对那些伤我们的人产生仇恨。
And we hate those who have hurt us.
没有发现神借助那些跟我们不同意见的人怎样纠正我们。
And we never discover the correction that God has given to us through these people.
所以上帝对亚伦说
，God said to Aaron,
你们的家不要因为今天受到的苦难而哀哭。
Your family should not mourn because of this disaster.
你们要因为你们犯的错误而哀哭。
You should mourn because of the mistakes you have made.
许多人就错上加错。
Many people make mistakes upon mistakes.
不从原则上处理，他从哪里跌下来，就从哪里爬起来。
They do not see where they have fallen in principle and where they should get up.
从哪里跌倒，从哪里爬起来，这句话不是圣经的话。
This is not from the Bible. Where you fall, you should get up.
但是教会常常用这个话。
But the church uses this all the time.
你在哪里跌倒
？Where you fall,
你就从哪里爬起来。
You should get up from where you fell.
这句话到底有必要讲吗
？Should we say this?
我们常常会这么说。
We always say this.
那到底需要不需要这样讲
？Need we say this?
有没有人在那里跌倒，从别地方爬起来的呢？
The place you fall, would you just get up somewhere else?
你不要想我在讲逻辑啊。
This is logic.
如果你在这个地方跌倒
，If you fall down here,
那么你从别方爬起来，你不是先爬爬爬爬到地方才爬起来吗
？Does that not mean that you have to crawl a long distance before you get up somewhere else?
所以当你爬到这地方的时候，你已经起来了嘛
？When you start crawling, you already got up.
所以这句话根本不必讲的。
So this phrase is needless.
这句话的意思是，如果你从那里跌倒，你根本没有办法从别的地方起来，你就要从你跌倒的地方爬起来。
That word actually means where you fell, you got nowhere else to go but to get up from there.
但是谁不知道这件事呢
But everybody
already knows this. 我在这里跌倒，从这里爬起来嘛。
I fell here, of course, I got up here.
这句话是从圣经的哪一句话延伸出来，你知道吗？
From which biblical sentence was this extended?
是从启示录里面。
It was from the Revelation.
主耶稣说，你要回想你是从哪里堕落的。
Jesus Christ said you have to think back from where you fell.
We are all
insensitive to our own mistakes.
But we are
very sensitive to our emotional hurt.
We are
very sensitive whenever we are hurt.
但是人讲你的错误在哪里，你没有救。
But not sensitive when people point out your mistakes.
因为你的心根本不在乎你错不错。
Because your heart is not concerned with your mistakes.
你的心只在乎你做错了，还是真有人欢迎，有人称赞你，你就满意了。
Your heart is only looking for the praises and the satisfaction from others.
无心悔改，岂要人无路。
So you don't have a heart of repentance, you just want praises from others.
根本不顾真假正恶的事情。
You are not concerned with what is right or wrong.
你只顾人喜欢人不喜欢你而已。
You are only concerned as to whether people like you or not.
你不顾错的事情应该改。
You are not interested to correct yourself.
你顾你的面子可以保存下来。
You just want to preserve your face.
所以这样我们就一直躲在那边，抖来抖去，永远不长进。
So we go around in circles, we never grow.
当这个以撒 当这个对雅各说你不要娶迦南妻子的时候，
And so when Isaac told Jacob not to marry a Canaanite,
以扫才知道原来他的父亲不喜欢迦南的妻子。
Only then did Esau realize the father would not like it.
所以他的办法就再娶一个，盼望给他的父亲高兴一下。
His solution was to then marry a non-Canaanite woman.
这种态度是常常在我们的 灵性里面发生的事情。
This attitude often happens in our own spirituality.
我们在传福音的事情上懒惰，不顺从上帝，没有结果子。
In the area of evangelism, we become lazy, we do not bear fruit, we are not obedient.
那当我们参加宣道会议的时候，
But when we attend a conference,
我们再听见你们要传福音，你们要结果子，你们要领人归主。
We hear the speaker saying that we need to preach the gospel and bring others to Christ.
但我们 既然习惯不传福音，
But we are so used to not preaching the gospel.
我们也不肯从懒惰传福音的罪悔改出来。
We do not want to repent from the sin of laziness.
我们的办法是什么呢？
So we have this matter.
结果呢，我们就多奉献一点钱让别人去传福音。
We give more money to others so that they can go and preach.
所以你在哪里跌倒，你从这里爬起来。
So you may have fallen somewhere else, but you got up here.
自己对自己安慰说，有钱出钱，有力出力。
And then you console yourself, well, I have money, I give.
个人的恩赐是不一样的。
Everybody has different talent.
上帝让你站讲台，上帝让我做台下的工作。
And God allow you to be a speaker, but I will be the supporter.
结果不应当上台的人跑到台上去了。
And so in the end, those who should not be speaking is up there.
应当上台的还在台下。
Those who should be up there are still below here.
所以很多人知道神呼召他做传道。
Many people know that the Lord has called them into the ministry.
但他也知道如果他做传道，他一定要放下很多好的收入。
But they know that if they become a minister, they got to give up high pay.
他就尽量持守好收入的这位，那一面半遮传道，一面维持他原来的生活。
And so they hold on to the high pay and become a lay preacher and maintain the lifestyle.
我没有意见。
I don't have an opinion on this.
如果神实在引导你过一个代职侍奉，请你不要全职。
If God really wants you to be a lay preacher, then do not go into full time.
如果上帝要你做一个真正全心全职的人，你不可以代职。
But if God wants you to be a full-time minister, you cannot be a lay preacher.
我把这个原则讲清楚。
Let me be clear about this principle.
很多人很容易引用圣经来自圆其说。
Many people like to justify themselves with the Bible.
保罗也是代职嘛。
We say Paul was a lay preacher.
保罗也是遮帐篷嘛。
He was a tent maker.
我就像保罗。
So I want to be like him.
我告诉你，你像保罗是你讲的，保罗不讲。
You are the one who think you are like Paul, not him.
保罗遮帐篷，因为他对外邦人一无所取。
The apostle Paul was a tent maker because he did not demand of the Gentiles.
你遮帐篷，因为你对教会一文不取。
You want to be a tent maker because you don't want to be.
为什么呢？ 因为如果一方面讲道，一方面拿薪水，人会看不起你。
You think that as you preach and you are paid by the church, people will look down on you.
如果你一方面传道，一面奉献，人会更尊重你。
But people will respect you if as you preach, you also give money to the church.
你跟保罗是不一样的。
So you are very different from Paul.
保罗遮帐篷，因为他不愿意靠任何一个外邦人来养他，靠福音得生。 的这种生活。
The Apostle Paul became a tent maker because he did not want to rely on the Gentiles for his livelihood.
对外邦人一文不取。
He wouldn't take a single cent from a Gentile.
亲自做工，免得给外邦人有借口来羞辱他成为上帝的仆人。
He will work himself so that the pagans will not have an excuse to humiliate his God.
耶路撒冷的教会没有钱来差派他，供应他到远方传福音的一切的经费。
The church in Jerusalem was so poor they did not manage to sustain
him. 你说我怎么知道这个事情呢？
How would we know this?
因为保罗还在哥林多教会叫他们每七日的第一的聚会的时候，聚集把应当带到耶路撒冷周济穷人的钱。集合起来，等他到的时候，帮他们带去。
The Apostle Paul instructed the church in Corinth to gather their money for the poor in Jerusalem so that he can bring it there.
这都是圣经的原则。
These are biblical principles.
今天我们要真心做基督徒。
We want to be sincere as Christians.
我们要把我们的感情先放在一边。
To do that, we put our emotions aside.
把我们的面皮放在一边。
To put our face aside.
把人怎么讲对我有益、对我有害的放在一边。
To put aside the things that people say about us.
那我们照着圣经的原则，应当做的做，不应当做的不做，不是为了怕人，也不是为了利己。
And by the principles of the Bible, we do what we should and not do what we should not, and not be afraid of other people.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
为什么以扫另外娶一个妻子呢？
Why would Esau go for another wife?
他不是要悔改。
It was not because of repentance.
他不过是要安慰他的爸爸。
He just wanted to comfort his father.
表示我也会娶这个我们本族的人。
To show that he too can have a wife of his own tribe.
我虽然娶过两个迦南的女子。
Although I already have two Canaanite wives.
我也可以娶这些亚伯拉罕后代的人做我的妻子。
I can also get one from the descendants of Abraham.
正像一些人把钱交给庙里面的时候。
Like some people when they give money to the temple.
神责备他了。
God may rebuke them.
神既然责备我，表示呢，神不要我把钱放那边，神生气了，我也把一些钱给上帝就可以了。
They would think that oh, the way to repent is to give some money also to the church.
结果就变成一心两意的基督徒了。
And he become a Christian that serves two masters.
所以上帝说，你要尽心、尽力、尽意、尽心爱主你的上帝。
And God said that we are to love Him with all our heart, our strength, and our mind, and our spirit.
除了我以外，你不可有别的上帝。
Other than me, you are not to have any other God.
今天早上我解释第一条诫命的时候
，This morning when I talk about the first commandment,
上帝的子民没有宗教自由。
I said that the people of God would not have religious freedom.
上帝不是说你要信什么教，你要拜什么神。都可以，上帝没有这样讲过。
God did not say that you are free to believe in any God.
上帝的子民的宗教自由，就是用上帝给你的自由来敬拜应当被敬拜的独一的上帝。
The freedom of religion for the people of God is to use that freedom to worship that one true God.
当以色列人在埃及的时候，他们没有宗教自由。
The Israelites in Egypt did not have freedom of religion.
他们宗教的自由是被捆绑在向邪教、向假神服服的那个地方。
They were forced to worship the false idols.
埃及人拜太阳神。
The Egyptians were worship the god of the sun.
埃及人拜猫神。
They worship god of the cat.
埃及人拜鹰神。
They also worship the eagle god.
埃及人拜苍蝇神。
The god, the fly god.
埃及人拜神所造的假神。
They worship the false god made by their gods.
不是敬拜造一切的真神。
Not the true god that created all things.
所以应当敬拜创造主，他们变成敬拜被造者。
They should worship the creator, but they are now worshiping the creatures.
人是被造的。
We have been created.
人是被造中间唯一有创造性的受造者。
We are the only creature that are creative.
因为人是唯一创造者，把他的创造性作为形象放在被造的人中间，作为创造者在受造界的代表的一个唯一的有神形象的人。
Because we are the only living being that has the image and likeness of God in His creativity.
唯一有创造性的人。
The only creative creature.
我们既然用被造的人，借助被造的创造性，又借助被造之物。创造了一个被造的假创造者。
We use the given creativity from God to create, using a creature to create a false God representing the creator.
所以当神给他的子民讲到宗教自由的时候
，And so when God tells His people about religious freedom,
我把你们释放出来
God said, I release you from bondage.
你们在哪里没有宗教的自由。
There is no freedom of worship where you were.
你们没有办法用你们的自由来敬拜真正的上帝。
You were not free to worship the true God.
所以我把你们从埃及地领出来。
I have delivered you therefore from Egypt.
使你们这个旷野里敬拜独一的真神。
That you will worship the one true God in the wilderness.
当上帝把我们从错误的自由解救出来的时候。
And when God delivers us from this false freedom.
他不再给我们宗教的自由。
He no longer gives us freedom of religion.
我是你的上帝，除我以外，你不可有别的上帝。
And he commanded that he is our God. Other than him, there is no other God.
这样，只有约束在真理的范围里面的自由，才是真正被保障的自由。
And true freedom is where we are constrained within the freedom of the truth.
只有用神所造的自由敬拜独一的真神，这才是真正选民的宗教自由。
The true freedom comes when we get the freedom from God to worship the one true God.
今天外邦人所讲的宗教自由。
When the pagans talk about religious freedom.
政府宪法里面所讲的宗教自由。
When your government and your laws talk about religious freedom.
都是人所定的。
These are all set by men.
他们说你要信佛教、印度教、回教、基督教，随便你，因为你有宗教自由。
They say you have religious freedom because you can believe in any faith you want.
他们又假冒上帝的权威，是政府给百姓宗教自由。
It is a government that's taking on the power of God to give you freedom of religion.
有一次我对200个牧师在香港讲一句话。
Once in Hong Kong, I was speaking to 200 over pastors.
宗教自由绝对不是政府给的。
I said that religious freedom is not a gift from the government.
宗教自由是神给人的权柄。
It is a power and authority given by God.
而神约束人的自由，因为人要人真正敬拜唯一的真神。
And God constrain our freedom that we will worship this one true God.
这是基督教对宗教自由的了解，跟非基督徒用罪性所了解的宗教自由完全不同的范围。
This is very different. The Christian understanding and the understanding from the pagans coming from a fallen reason.
200个牧师里面有一个圣公会的主教在里面。
There was an Anglican bishop among the 200.
他回来对我说。
And then he came to talk to me.
他牧师非常谢谢你给我提醒这个大原则。
He says, Dr. Tong, thank you for reminding me this great principle.
因为明天我要飞到北京跟中国的政府讨论香港归入中国以后宗教的事务的问题。
He says that tomorrow I will fly to Beijing to discuss religious freedom after Hong Kong, go back to China.
今天神借着你预备我的心。
And the Lord has used you to prepare my heart.
给我讲应当在哪里讲的话。
That I should say things that I should.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
上帝给我们。
God has given to us.
有自由。
Freedom.
是为了来到他面前的。
So that we can come before him.
上帝给我们的责备。
When God rebukes us.
是要我们离开罪恶的。
It is so that we will leave our sins.
当神的责备来到的时候，
When the chastisement of God comes,
你不可以先服侍你的感情。
Do not first treat your own emotions.
你不可以先看人怎么对待你。
Do not first look at how others treat you.
真心讨上帝的喜悦。
Truly, you want to be pleasing to God.
所以以扫的悔改是假的。
The repentance of Esau, therefore, is false.
以扫从外面来看是很讨父亲喜悦的。
Superficially, he seemed to be pleasing to his father.
他是很孝敬的孩子。
He looked as if he was filial.
的孩子。
He was orderly.
他的标准绝对不是上帝的标准。
But his standards were not God's standards.
既然父亲不喜欢迦南的女子。
Since my father did not like a Canaanite wife.
我就多娶一个使你也喜欢。
He took one more to be pleasing to him.
既然上帝要我单单喜悦他。
Since God want me to be pleasing to him alone.
不要放弃关公，不要放弃孔明。
But I'm not willing to let go the other false idols.
我就多加一个耶稣的像做我的敬拜。
So I just add on one statue of Jesus Christ to pray to.
这样是绝对不能讨上帝喜悦的。
But God will never be pleased with that.
所以求你，求主给你今天明白这些的原则。
May the Lord allow us wisdom to understand.
当然，圣经没有讲他再娶了一个人以后，父亲母亲对他的看法是如何。
The Bible didn't tell us how the parents treated him after this new wife.
接下去我们看见雅各就离开他的家去。
And we see how Jacob left his family.
他被拆出去的时候，
when he was sent out,
也就是永远不再看见母亲的时候，
it was also a question where he will never return to see his mother.
就是上个礼拜我已经对你讲过了。
Last week I mentioned this.
利伯加对雅各说，
when Rebecca says to Jacob,
你的哥哥恨你想杀你，
your brother hated you so much,
所以你走吧，
he wants to kill you, so go,
去吧，
flee.
利伯加特别爱雅各。
Rebecca was biased over Jacob.
以撒特别爱以扫一样。
Like Isaac biased over Esau.
以撒特别爱以扫，结果有一些重要的原则没有教导他。
Because of that, some important principles were not taught.
利伯加特别爱雅各， 结果呢，连说谎也叫他怎么讲。
And Rebecca loved Jacob so much she taught him to lie.
这些都是家庭教育的失败。
These are failures in family education.
虽然上帝应许，上帝的心思是没有改变的。
The Lord's faithfulness will not change.
但是我们没有尽的本分，我们犯错的地方还是不能逃脱上帝的审判。
But when we do not fulfill our responsibility and make mistakes, God will still punish us.
就出去了。
And Jacob left.
他从来没有想这一次出去就永远看不见最爱他的妈妈。
He would never have imagined that he would never see his mother again.
他没有想这一次出去他就受了很多的苦，都是因为他听从妈妈错误的教他，使他变成一个说谎的孩子。
He would never have imagined that he would encounter great difficulties because he listened to his mother and lied.
人为什么说谎呢？
Why do we lie?
有许多是为了利益说谎。